Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge now the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all children of the Most High, and each of us inherits the kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. And know that this is our time in communion. Holy Spirit, we give thanks for this moment. This moment in time when we can reach into that higher consciousness. We can relax in the knowing that you are always with us and that we are free. We are free in you. As servants of God, we are free people. As servants of God, we are free people. We may believe in the freedom of others, but sometimes have a challenge believing in our own freedom. We gain the freedom to do what we desire to do when we stop letting our own negative thoughts control us. If we feel that we have lost the willpower to overcome some dependency, we reclaim it now. We do not wait for someone to rescue us or do what is ours to do. I claim my freedom from negative habits and tendencies as I let the power of God's Spirit within set me free and keep me free. So when we truly realize that we can never be alone in anything we do, we have the courage to claim our freedom. I am free to say no to someone or about something when my decision is the result of divine guidance. Yes, we are free, for the power of God within us has set us free. And now I invite you to join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High. This is our place in consciousness where peace, love, joy, and faith abide. So we make our way to the door. And as we reach the threshold of the door, we realize that to be able to enter in, we must become empty. We must let go. We must release and let go. Is there emotional and mental baggage that you have been carrying around? It's time to release it. Maybe there's physical baggage that you've been dragging around. Let that go also. We take a step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light and the life of the Christ flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. We take a seat. And because we have emptied ourselves, we are now prepared to take in all the gifts and the treasures of the Most High. The healing, the prosperity, the wisdom, the faith. All of those 12 gifts come rushing in. And we've opened up our heart center to accept all. And we relax because now we have felt that burdens have been lifted. Joy and light and life are here. And we are so grateful. Use the next few moments to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you. give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. Be our guide this coming week. Guide our steps, guide our words, and guide our actions, so we may continue to live from our centers. For all the blessings that we continue to receive, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.